I'm getting brave today. I just said to the boss, stop staring at my guest. Now, I'm joined in the studio by Jason Fergus, who is the director of Active Essex Foundation. And he's here to talk about a new challenge they're launching on Friday the 1st of June. So thank you for coming in today.
Hi, good morning to you. Thanks for inviting me.
I hid my chocolate, as you know, in the bag. We'll talk more about that. So first of all, who are Active Essex Foundation and what's your role there?
Well, we're a new foundation. I've just been set up just under 2 years now. And very much our ethos is about encouraging people to be more physically active, taking part in sport and physical activity, particularly in your community and at kind of local level. We're really keen to attract people from certainly socioeconomic areas where it's difficult that sport or being active is not the most important thing in their life, but we know certainly from evidence that being physically active can have, you know, remarkable effects on your health, your life, and your own general health and well-being. So yeah, really exciting agenda.
And your background, tell us a little bit about your background, because you're a sports star.
That's right, about a star. It's great to be back in Brentwood. I grew up in Brentwood, so Brentwood is my home, so I'm really excited to be here with you this morning. I used to be a sprinter when I was fortunate enough to represent Great Britain over the 100 and 200 metres. So I had a really exciting career, and certainly being active and particularly sprinting and athletics for me has been a big part of my life and continues to be an important part of my life when I watch it on TV and kind of bring tears and memories to my old days, as they say.
Now, I was reading through the papers this morning, and 22,000 out of 556,000 children in year six, I'm not sure how old that is because I don't have children myself, were classed as severely obese between 2016 and 17. So we're getting fatter as a nation, I think, because a lot of people on social media, there's lots of playgrounds and playing fields disappeared for housing estates.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. So year six is, in the old days, like you and I, clearly, that's the fourth year junior. So they're 10, yeah. Stroke 11, just about to go to secondary school. And you're quite right, the reports in the press have been quite alarming in that certainly young people at that age group are slightly overweight. I think the challenge for us collectively is that it kind of needs a kind of whole nation approach, really, that we need to think about ensuring that not only do young people get 2 hours of quality PE in the school curriculum, but they get stuff outside of that. Yeah. So it's all very well and good that you've got to do PE at school, but what you're doing at 4 o'clock when school finishes, you know, are you still being active? And as you just described there, not going back home and getting out the PlayStation or whatever it may well be, or the Xbox, but actually, you know, I remember, you know, and you're just across the road from Bishop's Hall playing fields, and I remember I used to come home and, you know, it was jumpers on the floor, let's have a game of football, and you know, you don't see that anymore as often as it certainly was when I was growing up in Brentwood. So I think, you know, certainly working with colleagues across the Brentwood area and across Essex generally, we really want to get young people more active and work with local primary schools and local sports clubs to really encourage and make it exciting. It is exciting, you know, yeah. It really is exciting. You know, you get a good game, World Cup next month, you know, we just had the Commonwealth Games. There's enough stuff out there to certainly to inspire young people to be physically active. We've just got to make sure we keep hold of that magic dust and kind of translate that locally to get our youngsters more active.
Now tell us about, it's called 30-30, so tell us about it, because it's kicking off on the 1st of June, so tell us, because I am going to get involved and do this. You're all laughing out there, but I am. So it is the director, Paul. Yeah, he's nodding.
I've got a nod there. I did see a nod.
Yeah. Slightly worried, but tell us about it.
Well, in one day, 22 hours, 46 minutes and now 30 seconds, we're going to launch our very first campaign from the Active Essex Foundation. And quite simply, it's called 30-30 Essex. And quite simply, what we're asking everyone to do in Essex is to commit to take part in 30 minutes of daily physical activity for 30 days. And actually 30 minutes, when you think about it, is not a lot.
No.
You know, really think about how long you have in a general day, just to ask everyone to align 30 minutes of that day to be physically active, to take part through our challenge for the whole month of June. So everyone's thinking, how many days in June? Well, there's 30 days in June,
yeah.
Hence the 30-30 concept. And so we're really excited about launching our very first campaign for Essex, and particularly focusing on getting our Essex residents more active. And the good thing about this is it's not a challenge. You're competing against yourself. It's about you, your own personal motivation, and certainly what we're going to do with our 30-30 Essex.com website is give you some inspiration. We're going to announce certainly some celebrities that are going to be taking part in our campaign as well. So if you need some inspiration and motivation, then certainly our website is a place to go. But clearly for us, we know that the Chief Medical Officer for England absolutely says that being physically active is an important part of everyone's health and well-being. And so we're trying to not try to get too medical, but we're trying to encourage people that actually being physically active can have certainly remarkable effects on your health and well-being. And Paul and I were just talking outside before I came on air about actually how he goes for a walk and actually how that makes him feel quite good about clearing your head and feeling better about it. Just time to think and reflect, but also you're doing your heart quite well because you're being physically active. So vigorous activity, we want your heart rate increased. So not just a very slow walk, but we want a real vigorous walk that increases your heart rate. It might be that you might start to go out with some friends and do something together. So I know that I've got a group of friends and we're going to kind of start to do some five-a-side football. We're going to do that weekly, and that's going to, I'm sure, turn into other stuff as well. So really find something that works for you is we're encouraging people to do, and just commit to 30-30, as it says on the tin.
You're probably going to get lots of people doing videos from the very beginning. So you're asking people to maybe get on Instagram and sort of on social media and get people out there kind of filming. This is me doing my first 30 minutes and this is me a week later. Because when you do fitness, I mean, obviously you can see I don't do any fitness at all. But it does get easier as you go along. So although it might seem a lot at the beginning, how will you feel if you've never done really much exercise from day one to day 30? How will you
absolutely
feel physically?
Absolutely. It's progression, isn't it? You're absolutely right. So day one, for the first time, if you've never done anything before, that first 30 minutes is going to be quite hard.
But and you can dance,
ease yourself
you can dance
into it.
And,
you can dance, you can walk, you can be gardening vigorously, and that is exhausting its own right. Absolutely. But certainly, you're quite right. We absolutely want everybody across Brentwood to share exactly what they're doing. Mm. So using Facebook, using Twitter, and using Instagram, and all of the links are on the bottom of the 30-30. Essex.com website for you to be able to share with what you're doing and share with everyone in Essex exactly how you're doing it, because I'll be sharing as well. So I'm going to show everyone what I'm going to be doing as well. I've got a few surprises along the way of June as well, which hopefully I'll be able to come back and tell you about. But absolutely, everyone share what they're doing, and please do take part, because it's not just for the charity, it's also for yourself, more importantly. And it's about your health and well-being and making sure that you feel fit and well for a long time into a long later life.
It does with your head, as Paul was saying before, with a walk, because they have you've got fitness in mind here, but it does actually release, because they do say if you do have depression, mild depression, obviously go to your doctors if you're feeling unhappy, but it does actually work better or as well as taking medication to do exercise, because it releases, say dolphins, and it's not.
No. Inform of all things. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Yeah. And it's a really good reference, actually. The Fitness in Mind project that's running very successfully here very much based itself around being physically active. Mm. So people who are depressed in mental health challenges, absolutely. That magic pill, and I remember a doctor saying, if physical activity was a pill, everybody should be prescribing it. And that's exactly what we're trying to prescribe. We're prescribing you being physically active, and certainly the wondrous effects that certainly it can have on your life. And there's a huge amount of medical evidence, not to get too technical, but there's a lot of medical evidence, particularly, you think something like, the elderly and falls. If you fall when you're elderly, certainly it's going to take you some time to recover. Mm. But if you're physically active and you fall, actually your recovery time is going to be a lot quicker.
Yeah.
Because your bones are going to be a little bit stronger, and you're going to be a bit more determined because you've been physically active. And there's a whole array of other certainly examples like that that certainly suggest that being physically active is not just good for your health and well-being, but it's going to help you if you ever have to, unfortunately, go into the hospital for anything. It's going to help you to be more determined, certainly to get back out and get active again. So, yes.
Now, if you go to all the W's, activeessex.org, you can find all the details there. You're on Twitter at Active Essex as well. So if you go, what is the sign-up?
So when you literally, I'm just on the site now, and I'm going to keep you all. I'm going to keep monitoring to see how we get on. So as you just said, www.30essex.com, and you'll see take the challenge on the page as you scroll down. If you take the challenge and simply sign up, when you sign up, you'll get a welcome email, so I'll welcome you to the family of taking the challenge, and you'll get some downloads. There's a particular download, we've got a calendar, and you can print off your own calendar and tick it off every day when you've done your 30 minutes. Mm. So it gives you a chance to track what you're doing over 30 days. And as we said earlier on, if you can tweet, you can use Facebook and Instagram and share with us, so we can share with the whole of Essex exactly what you're doing.
Yeah.
It's going to be quite, we're really looking forward to quite an exciting campaign, and hopefully a dry one as well, in the sense that actually you can actually get out and do some stuff outside and enjoy the great outdoors here in Essex as well.
But it's for families as well, so it isn't just for the younger generation, it's throughout. So if you've got children or you're a grandparent, it's something that the whole family can have a go at doing. And the more fun, the thing I found when I did do a little bit of Fitness in Mind, in fact I did, I did some dancing, let's not go there, I enjoyed it. And I also played a game of rounders, and it's weird because you do think sometimes, I haven't got a gym membership, I've got to go to, you don't have to go to the gym, I know that, But when you do something that's fun, the time goes really quickly. So it's to get something that you enjoy. Because if you're doing something like cycling, but you don't like cycling and it's not for you, you've got to pick out something else, whether or not, as you said, gardening, a bit of Zumba indoors, or whether you're sort of marching on the spot or running around with the kids playing rounders, if you can get outside, because it just makes it more enjoyable because it's fun.
I couldn't have said it better myself. Absolutely. About the family. I think I need to sign you up as an ambassador, by the way. We're looking for ambassadors. I've got a t-shirt over there. You're in.
Will it fit?
Yeah, you're in. Don't worry about that. We'll cater for you. But yeah, absolutely. It's about a family affair. It's about, you know, children encouraging mums and dads and nannies and granddads. And it's about, you know, using that time. We've got the lighter evenings now. You know, let's get active. Let's really get active. And our hope, absolutely, is that at the end of 30 days, when we get to that 1st of July, 2nd of July, you're going to think, oh, I'm missing that. Why don't we carry on doing that? And let's hope that people really get the buzz and can continue way beyond my June month into July and August and beyond. So
it says on your website, I just have to say, hardwiring physical activity into the system. Because once you hardwire it in, your body wants to do the exercise. So hopefully if you do this month,
absolutely,
as you said, when you get into July, you'll be like, I felt so good.
Absolutely.
After 30 days, you want to keep on with it.
Absolutely, couldn't agree more. That's exactly what we're certainly hoping that will happen. And we're absolutely confident that this will be a yearly campaign as well. So we'll use this as a campaign every year to get Essex active. And actually each year, hopefully, we'll see less people doing it because they've been doing it all the time anyway. So actually it becomes part of their life.
Is he making eye contact with you, the boss over there?
He is indeed, and he's smiling. He's giving me the thumbs up.
Now, just to say very quickly, you were a presenter, one of the first presenters on Phoenix FM. You did a couple of weekends here, didn't you?
I did indeed, yes, I did indeed. When you very first set up and you had your temporary licence, I had the privilege of coming on and doing some stuff, and it was quite exciting. So, absolutely exciting. I'm so delighted that you've continued. I'm not going to say how many years ago that was, but showing my age, but that was a very long time ago. And it's delightful that you've been able to continue. So congratulations to you and the team, and certainly long live Phoenix FM. So well done.
Let's all say it together. Long live Phoenix FM.
There you go.
The boss didn't join in with that. Now, if you want to find out more, activeessex.org, and you can look up the 30-30 campaign, sign yourself up, join in with the family, with friends, try and get as many people involved as you can, because the more of you there are, the more fun it will be as well. And if you are on your own, just do, as you said, gardening. Doesn't it kill you?
Absolutely.
Do you like gardening?
Absolutely.
Can't stand it.
A bit of a stretch to say like, but actually it's part of being physically active, so I'm not complaining. It's doing me well.
It's lovely to meet you. You look very fit as you are. And we do have some T-shirts in extra large for myself and Paul, which is always good. You going to say anything, Paul?
Do you want me to take... Hang on.
Oh, he's coming to the microphone. You can cut this bit off if you like.
I don't mind saying how many years ago Jason was on the station, because I was there too at the time, obviously.
Surely, so, he was a child.
22 years ago.
No way. Really?
Wow. Wow.
That's what keeping physically active does for you. That's a good sign up for a start. There should be your picture on there saying, I was here 22 years ago, look at me now. Well, there we go. Thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
And good luck with the campaign. Myself and Paul are going to be taking part. And if you want to sign up, as I said, go to the website, all the W's, activeessex.org. You can find them on Twitter at activeessex as well. And you're looking for the 30-30 challenge. Sign yourself up. All starts on the 1st of June. It's a month of getting yourself in better shape and feeling better about yourself.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. I'm not going to eat that chocolate now. I feel guilty. 11:20, here's Coldplay with Yellow.